I'm here in Palmerstown and I'm talking to Joe Stagg. How long did you work with the Clondalkin Paper Mills?
21 years.
And when did you join them?
In 1960.
And tell me, where did you come from originally?
I'm a former state forester, employed by the, at that time, the Department of Lands.
Go ahead.
There was forester in charge in Saggart Forest, having done 3 years training in Avondale Forestry School in Wicklow. And thereafter I was assigned to various forests around the country as an assistant forester. And in 1957, I was appointed forester in charge of Roundwood Forest in County Wicklow. And after being there for 3 years, I was transferred to Saggart in County Dublin. And after 3 years there, and I was the youngest forester in Ireland ever to get married, the children were just beginning to get ready to go to school. I was transferred to Kilkenny, and I didn't like it. And I got a job in Clondalkin Paper Mills to look after their timber intake to ensure that it was of the right quality, not species of trees that was unsuitable for paper making. And I was there posted at different positions over the 21 years. I was first of all involved in research and checking the kind of timber that was coming in. And thereafter, I was appointed in charge of the debarking operation, because timber has to be debarked before you make paper out of it. And thereafter, I was appointed woodland supervisor when Clondalkin began to buy timber directly, rather than from contractors, directly from the Department of Forestry. And my job was to go out, visualise the timber, put in a tender for it, and see to it that the right quantity of timber came into the yard. That was my full occupation in Clondalkin Paper Mills.
Extraordinary. And did any people before you, any of your family, were they involved in forestry?
No,
or
no.
What did your father do?
I started my working life as a shop assistant. And I didn't like it gradually as the years went by. I was a shop assistant for 6 years. And I was in company with the head forester's son in Ballygar in County Galway, working in a shop. And he told me he was annoyed with his father because he was putting pressure on him to do the exam to get into Avondale Forestry School. And he says, I just don't want to do that. I love where I am doing my holiday work here in a shop in Ballygar. And I said, will you do something for me? I've been down there for a walk on Sunday and I left my heart behind me. I want you to ask your father to let me take up the slot that he would like you to take up. And I'll be his adopted son, if you like. And it worked from there. I got a position I had. In order to be competitive, there was 1,500 people at that time in the 50s applying for the forestry positions of 15 into Avondale. They would only take 15. So in order to get an advantage, I worked as a juvenile forestry labourer for a year and a half in Mount Bellew Forest in County Galway, to gain experience and to be able to say in my application whether I wanted to speak about forestry, horticulture or agriculture in the interview, that I could speak about forestry.
Well, that kind of work was, at that time, in the 1950s, if we just look at what was going on in the country, the Land Commission were carving up large estates. And those estates had very fine trees growing.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you at any stage connected with the...
Oh, yes. In that year and a half, which I spent as a juvenile forestry labourer, I became acquainted with almost all aspects of forestry.
Okay. I'm fascinated by this. Can you take me through some of those aspects?
Well, the first thing is the establishment of plantations. That's the first stage of any forest. And there you set up your fence, first of all, to keep out rabbits with a rabbit fence, which is specially designed, I won't go into details, and then a sheep fence to keep bigger cattle out. The whole area has to be fenced in. Any drains that exist have to be cleaned up and made workable. And if there are no drains and if there's wet ground, you have to create the drains in suitable positions. And after that, all in the same year now, you plant the young trees at 6 feet apart. That's four times more than what the final crop will have. But at the final crop stage, you have done thinnings, and that has taken away quite an amount of the trees. But it's necessary in this climate to plant trees closely, because if you don't, they'll wolf. They will grow side branches into each other because they're getting too much sunlight.
And what was the species of
the
tree?
Main species in the country then and since has been Sitka and Norway spruce. It has been decried by a lot of people as being monotonous and not too much to look at, all of the same. But they are the trees that produce the greatest volume of timber in the shortest space of time.
But they weren't... They didn't work well with the environment, because they polluted the waters, the rivers.
Well, to an extent. But I mean, you must remember the basic history of forestry in the country. That going back into about the 12th century, it has been said that a squirrel could jump from Cork to Donegal on trees, one to the other. It was so dense. The Industrial Revolution and the building of the British Navy all came in together, and they came here to take the timber. And they reduced the land area down to 2% of the land area under trees. In denuding Irish forests, they didn't touch their own. In the building of the revolution, the Industrial Revolution, timber was required everywhere. And... That left, the place was bone dry of timber by the beginning of the 1900s. But in fairness to the landlords, and in fairness to the British government at the time, reforestation began. And it grew from there, and that was 2% then, right now it's 12%.
The native trees, the hardwoods, I mean,
this country had a problem with hardwoods. It's an agricultural country. Hardwoods require the best land. Softwoods will grow on the mountains, in the heather, in the bogs, and just not fussy about the kind of terrain at all. So that put Ireland away from the hardwoods to a certain extent. Now, they were grown to some extent along the edges, because they were fire resistant to some extent. The broadleaf trees don't burn as quickly as the firs would in a forest fire. So for that has been the extent of hardwood forestry in Ireland.
I see.
Shelter belts and fire belts.